paid the bills we made. Oh, life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulder, then in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My
son, welcome back to the Jump Rope Show. That's the Talk 106.5. Thank you for staying with us on this Tuesday morning. Still to come on the program about an hour from now, Alabama Republican Party Chairman John Wall. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, if you want to text anything like that, 251-343-0106. And we do appreciate your feedback. Joining us now on the line, he represents Etowah County in the Alabama legislature, or parts of Etowah County, I should say, Gadsden. But State Representative Mac Butler is with us. Representative, good morning. How you been?
Doing great. Good morning, and it's great to be with you.
Hey, thanks for hopping on. We always appreciate it. Well, before we get into what I wanted to get you on, how's the session going for you? We haven't talked in a while, but it doesn't seem quite as bumpy with gambling out of the way, not necessarily on the radar yet.
Yes, we've had a great session so far, and last week, matter of fact, we were able to cut a couple of $100 million in taxes. We accelerated the grocery tax deduction, among other things. So things are looking good. We've got a new day in Alabama because we have a new day in America. The golden age with Trump's election. Things are really looking up, and America is back.
I would agree with that. It's kind of refreshing to see how fast things were happening, or at least trying to happen. And wasn't just campaign promises or lip service. Let's kick it off here. And my frustration lies in this. I watch a lot of Alabama and Auburn sports. I listen to them on the radio. I attend these events. It's not just Auburn, Alabama. It's UAB, South Alabama. It's all throughout the state. But you can't go to a sporting event in this state without being inundated with Alabama Department of Public Health, don't wait, vaccinate, propaganda or whatever you want to call it. And you have a bill, and I think it's worth discussing. We got to stop using public resources to advertise for Big Pharma. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. It's even at your high school level, you see this as well, the don't wait, vaccinate. I've had people all over the state send me pictures of these advertisements. And, it's Coca-Cola and Pepsi, they advertise their products and pay for it themselves, like almost every other business on the planet. But, Big Pharma has been successful of getting through lobbyists, convincing the powers that be that we, the people, need to do their advertisements, and they are making billions and billions of dollars in profits. And their advertisements don't mention the many, many adverse effects from the vaccines. They don't mention that manufacturers are shielded from liabilities. So this does upset a lot of people. And, now we know that just the last few years, $19 million has been spent advertising these products. And I know, as a small business owner, wouldn't that be awesome if somebody would foot my advertising cost? I mean, it's just insane. We're not, and this legislation would not prohibit Big Pharma, Pfizer or whoever, from advertising their products. It would just prohibit the taxpayers from doing it. And it does have a little carve-out exemption. If federal law requires it, so be it. But it just makes no sense that we, the people, are paying the enormous cost. Could you imagine? We know what just has been spent in Alabama. Can you imagine? And I wouldn't be surprised if we're advertising it out of America as well. But it's just in pure insanity. I think of it as kind of an Alabama doze, like the little Elon Musk, because I'm surprised this has not been tackled. Let Big Pharma pay for their own advertising. That's what the thought some of us have.
Well, and look, it's not necessarily about the merits of vaccinations. And I think people need to be left to figure that out for themselves. What's right for them or whatever. But it's like a, It's like a big brother thing. I mean, you, like I said, you're not, it's not just here and there or a PSA or something like that even. It is just nonstop, and they're like the lead sponsor in so many sporting events. But if we're not all on board, and I think a lot of people are not on board with some of these vaccine regimens, I mean, it seems like it's somewhat controversial, but the government's already made up their mind for you.
Right, and there's so many other uses that those dollars and cents could have gone to. So many other worthwhile projects.
Well,
there's projects everywhere you go we'd love to see get done.
Yeah, but this is probably the case, Representative, that they got COVID money from ARPA and it was earmarked for these kind of health causes. But like I said, it doesn't mean because you get the money that you have to spend it.
Right. We all saw where Governor DeSantis just sent back a huge check, and he had trouble getting them to take it. But you know, that's all coming from you and me. Some of this insanity has got to stop. So this is I think, a healthy conversation that we're having, and that we're having in Montgomery to talk about this, and at least rein it in to some degree, because it is everywhere you go, we are seeing I passed it here on Rainbow Drive just the other day when I was going up. There was an electronic sign that had the "Don't wait, vaccinate." Some of that's getting old.
Well, and is it really? Let's talk about it from this standpoint. If the objective really is to get people to vaccinate, I mean, what's the impact here? Is it really that effective of a campaign? Just pumping a bunch of money into athletic departments around the state. And I mean, who's sitting there at a UAB game was like, well, I was going to wait and get my vaccines, but holy cow, I just saw an advertisement at at Bartow Arena or wherever. And now I'm going straight to the Department of Public Health and getting my shots.
I think you're 100% spot on.
It to me, you're right. The money can be spent elsewhere, but I think there's it's like a propaganda campaign, but you can't help but wonder, like, this is exactly what the pharmaceutical companies want. They want more people using their product, and that needs to be, you don't need to have the government advocating for a product. You know, that it needs to be, if Scott Harris wants to go on Capital Journal or wherever he feels safe, CBS 42, or, you know, and talk about this, that's fine. But pumping a bunch of money into it and spreading it around is not good government.
I concur 100%.
Well, what's the reaction to this? I got to think that there's a lot of people who think that the government needs to be telling us what to do, but How do you feel about it?
It's a very mixed reaction, because I've gotten both sides, and most people have not understood. They feel like we are prohibiting advertisements. I'm like, oh no, we're just prohibiting the taxpayers from having to foot the bill. You know, the private companies can advertise all they want out of their pockets, and most people, when you explain that to them, they go, well, that makes sense. Just like I said with Coke and Pepsi, they advertise their own products and do very well with it. But you can't blame the pharmaceutical companies for, you know, if they could get it done, doing it. It just shows the power of lobbyists.
Right.
So, I don't think anybody came up with this on their own.
I mean, just the function of government, should the state of Alabama be an agent for Big Pharma? And we could discuss the efficacies. We could talk about the good and the bad. That's fine. But to me, that's what is the kind of driving this. I believe it's not necessarily public health. It's a profit. It's a perverse incentive that needs to at least be recognized.
Absolutely. And I think it's a healthy discussion. You know, I've gotten some pretty ugly and, hateful emails and phone calls about this, but then I've gotten some positive as well. But honestly, what business do you and I have funding this? I mean, this would be like, we're going to mandate that you advertise Pepsi. We're going to tax the people just to, it makes no sense. Pfizer or whoever is welcome to spend their own dollars and advertise it all they want. It would be welcome at the schools and the local level. Just like, you know, everybody's needing funding, but this is just an absolute waste in some of our opinions.
Well, I mean, is it even...
Not everybody's.
Representative, is it fair? I mean, I'm not one of these people, but I know a lot of these people who really object to the number of vaccines their children are given. They have their reasons. They have their, you know, point of view. And the government, the state of Alabama, at least, is just like the hell with that. You know, they would probably make it compulsory if they could. And it's just this, it's not something that we really even had a discussion about. It just sort of showed up, and the state has decided for our own good that everybody needs to be exposed to this message. And I, you know, like I said, we could talk about the big pharma aspects, and I think those are all fair, but it's also the messaging here is just something people in Alabama really want to see their government. Not just investing resources, even if the money's coming out of the federal government for these kind of ad campaigns, but it's still taking the time.
It comes from us.
Yeah, it's still taking somebody in the Department of Public Health has this duty of figuring out where to place these ads and getting all of this set up. I mean, it doesn't just happen naturally.
Absolutely, the whole deal that, and I think many of us are weary of the whole COVID epidemic, but Dr. Fauci set back the medical community and the trust for decades. He is greatly injured. You know, because most of us have a relationship with our medical providers, you know, that we trust and we have no problem with. But with all the Fauci stuff, has really just caused such distrust. And then I'm old enough to remember when doctors used to advertise cigarettes and talk about the healthy cigarettes that they smoked. You can actually go to the Smithsonian and watch those commercials then, but where they were just hired guns, and that's what we've had so many that just became hired guns for Big Pharma.
Right. Because
there have been some serious adverse effects.
Well, like I said, though, is there enough people in the state who object to this line of messaging? It's not, I mean, we're a government off for and by the people. And what occurs to me is, like, in this case, we're taking, like, a deference to authority or whatever and just overruling the will of the people on vaccines. That is not a... That is, we know better than you, and we're going to do this anyway, sort of approach to public health.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and let me ask you, I mean, just in general, the Alabama Department of Public Health, I mean, you look at it, people have issues with it. People think that they are, you know, the state health officer is a little, you know, he a couple of years ago, condemned you guys in the legislature for not expanding Medicaid. He has his own agenda. And, you know, I understand the need for a public health agency in this state. There are health concerns. There's no doubt about it. But this isn't, to me, don't wait, vaccinate is very, very secondary to obesity or, just these childhood issues.
Yeah, the childhood diabetes was unheard of when I was a kid, and we do have some serious problems. And you're right; these dollars would be better focused on such as that. Get up, get moving. Thankfully, to RFK, we're learning a lot about seed oils and dyes that really had never been mentioned before. That they're finding out where our food industry is poisoning us. So, hopefully, that's going to be part of the new day in America. Is getting children active and healthy. Because when I was a kid, there just weren't any obese kids. You know,
right.
In the 70s, it's like everybody was thin and we ate carbs and we ate French fries. There were so many, I mean, it's so different. So many ingredients now have been added and they're not healthy ingredients. You can look at our just our foods. I mean, Mountain Dew, Skittles, ketchup that's sold here versus what's sold in Europe. You know, some of those ingredients are banned. And we have had the trusted government, the trusted FDA approve this. And I'm sure if you look, you can follow the trail of lobbyists all through there. But how have these adults that are supposed to be so smart allowed this to happen? The preservatives and the dyes that are in our foods.
It's a big ag, right? Corn and corn syrup and everything.
High fructose corn syrup is not good for us.
And they would argue that, I mean, we got to keep a stable food supply. It's important to national security, and this is how we do it. But they don't. They won't acknowledge that there's health risk here, and I think you know where that comes from, right? It's the, like you said, it's either the ag lobby or the food industry lobby or whatever that's pumping this stuff into. Having this discussion, you're seeing people freak out about RFK Jr. And what he's saying, but it ought to be at least taken seriously.
Sure, and just the conversation is healthy. Just having the conversation, getting it started, no different than what we're talking about this. You know, we're basically asking the question of the people, should we be funding advertisements for Big Pharma? You know, and that should not be offensive. All of this is healthy, and it's just conversation. And then we'll see where it goes from there. You know, we as representatives are supposed to do the will of the people that we represent. And that's what we are trying our best to do. And 99% of us down there, that is our goal, is to represent the people and represent them well. Because while you're at work, we're your voice in Montgomery. We're trying to vote on your behalf. And hopefully we're making the right decisions.
Representative, we're out of time, but you've been very kind to make time for us this morning, and let's talk again soon.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, and wishing you the best.
Thanks. Bye. State Representative Mac Butler there. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Never made a single person cold, but I can't say the same for me. I've done it many times. Somebody take me home.